WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. I'm super bummed that Hunter's not here this morning because I love this topic. And I'll be honest, the answers you guys gave on Facebook are just hilarious. So let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go check them out, man. Pizza, pasta, subs, delicious comfort food that it doesn't matter how you're feeling. You're going to love it. Seriously, go see them and, you know, get a hot slice. They got slices hot and ready to go. You can't beat that, man. Anyway, Joey C's Pizzeria, what's the matter for you? Your topic for today, this is the dumbest thing. Hunter just started laughing the other day. He's like, here, we got to talk about this. And then he told me what it was, and I couldn't stop laughing. Assuming you are naked and unarmed, what's the biggest animal you think you could choke out? All right? So you're naked. No weapons. And you got to fight an animal. What's the biggest animal you think you could choke out and save yourself? Joe said a cougar would be my limit, but she has to be hot. I see what you did there, Joe. And it's hilarious. Just choking out a hot cougar. Ha! There you go. There you go. Actually, I had to do that once in college. Virgil, kind of skirting the rules a little bit, but I'll take it. Virgil said a blue whale, because once it's on land, you just kind of let, you know, gravity do the rest. Fair, fair, but how you getting the whale, all right, you're naked and unarmed. How are you getting the whale onto land? That's the only little issue I have with your scenario on this, out of all of this. Annie said probably a rat. See if someone naked choking a rat. Come on now. But then she said the tail would touch her and she would just freak out and run. Brandon said both your moms at the same time. How dare you, Brandon? How dare you? If I was naked and unarmed, the biggest animal I could choke out, you know, I'm going to be realistic here, guys. I'm not going to go crazy with it. You know, I grew up on a farm, so I had to handle some animals, you know. I had to throw my weight around from time to time. I could probably choke out a pretty big ram. I couldn't do a cow. Cow's neck, way too big. Way too big. Not going to happen. If there's a pissed off bull, I'm toast. I'm naked and there's nothing I can do about it. But like a ram, like, you know, even like a horned ram, like a longhorned ram, I think I could choke out. I think if I got in the right position, naked and all, I could choke out that ram and I'd be fine. Probably. We'll see. We'll see. It's not like I'm actually going to go do it next time I go visit the old farm. Like, hey, Dad, you got like a ram I could choke out? Don't worry. I gotta get naked and fight this ram. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Yes, this is the dumbest topic we've ever done, but I want to hear your answers. We'll be back with more on your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Do we? Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:46. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. All right. You're naked and you're unarmed. What's the biggest animal you think you could choke out? Realistically speaking. All right. Naked, unarmed. You got to fight an animal. What's the biggest one you could choke out? Save yourself. Yes, this is the hard-hitting questions we answer here on the Plan B Morning Show. Let's see. Mike said Barney the dinosaur. I'll count it. I'll allow it. Technically, it's a man in a suit. So, all right. Fair. Chris Gathright had an interesting one. He said a giraffe. They're all neck. Now, I understand that it might be easy to grab onto that, but think about it, though. You're holding onto that neck. Are you going to go to the top of the neck, like right on the throat, choke them out there? Because I think if you choke them out down low, it's not going to do you any good. You got to get up on top, right? Where's the giraffe's windpipe? I mean, does it go all the way down? Like, are the lungs in the body? Are they in the neck? I don't know. But if you want to choke them out, you got to think about that. And then that giraffe starts whipping his... You ever seen giraffes fight? They literally just use their heads as like whips. So now you're going to be on that thing's neck trying to choke it out. He's just going to start whipping you around. I don't think you're going to hold on for very long. That's just my take, though, if I were to break it down. If I were to break it down, you naked and afraid and unarmed fighting a giraffe, that's probably how it would go down. Just a thought. Homer said he would choke out the person who left him naked and unarmed. It's fair. Anastasia had a good one. She's naked, unarmed. It's the biggest animal she can choke out. She said man because men are easily distracted when you're naked. That's true. That's very true. It's easy. It's very easy for us to kind of lose focus. So you probably could choke. There's actually, you know, my wife has choked me out a couple times while she's been naked and unarmed. Because I've been distracted. Oh, you're naked. Down. Hey, good morning. 7:58, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. All right, you're naked and unarmed. What's the biggest animal you think you could choke out? You never know. This could happen. Let's see. Rich said, I've choked out a few beavers in my day. All right, that's fine. That's fair. I'll let that one go. I'll let that one go. Let's see. Josh said a giraffe. I don't think that's a smart one. I think a giraffe's a bad play. Big neck, lot of muscles in there. Let's throw you off it. TJ said a beaver. All right, a lot of beavers on here. Elijah said a drunk cougar. All right, good, good. You know, this is a serious topic, guys. Nicholas said I can choke a chicken. Damn it, Nicholas. Andrew. All right, thank you, Andrew. Andrew had a good one. He said a horse. He could choke out a horse. Get that thing in a leg lock. Okay. All right. There you go. All very good answers. All very good answers. Let's see. Adam said my snake. David said my chicken. I don't think anyone took this one seriously. You know what? Serious question. Next time you're naked and unarmed, don't come crying to me because you didn't take this seriously. Let's take a phone call here. Right, again, you're naked, unarmed. What's the biggest animal you think you could choke out? WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock sounded lonely, so I was calling in for the question today.
I'm so lonely. Damn it, man. All right, you're naked and unarmed. What's the biggest animal you can choke out?
I got to think the biggest animal would be an alpaca.
An alpaca?
Yeah.
That's not a bad...
Llamas are mean.
They are. Alpaca is not a bad choice. I you know, thin little necks, so I think you'd probably be all right there. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, big neck, like long neck, and decently large animal. You can't choke out a moose. So.
No, God, no. That'd be a horrible idea. All right, well, yeah, no. You know what? I'm no longer lonely, and that's a great answer. Thank you, sir.
Good.
All right, later, bud. This has been the dumbest topic I think we've ever done. And Hunter's not even here. Good Lord, we set a new low. Rock one.